The search firm hired to find Haines's next police chief and borough manager received 27 applications for chief and 34 for manager after an aggressive weeks-long campaign. The firm whittled down the applicants to about 10 for each position. The wealth of knowledge and experience in the applicants for both borough positions is impressive. There are past police chiefs from large cities, a federal air marshal, and the executive director of a large state of Alaska agency, just to name a few. But along with their work histories and schooling, all the candidates' ambitions and skeletons were unveiled in detailed reports from the headhunters that include anything that might pop up in a background check. The search firm Brinmeyer Firstman will narrow down the field again in the coming weeks to between 3 and 5 finalists. Next Tuesday, Richard Firstman will be in Haines to meet with borough officials, staff, and the Public Safety Commission for an update. Borough Clerk Julie Causey has been working closely with the company. She says she's impressed with the professionalism of the search firm.
I'm sure that they put strong effort into getting as high a caliber of applicant as they could.
Causey says in a perfect world, she'd like to see the next manager stay for 5 or 10 years or longer.
The turnover is just difficult no matter what position it is, but I think borough manager can be especially challenging.
Firstman has a 2-year guarantee for both positions, but Causey says it takes at least that long to really get to know the intricacies of the position. Causey herself has had to fill in as acting chief because of turnover in recent years.
There are just so many different things that come along and some things that only happen once a year or even every 2 years. And so you really need to be in a job that's this type of job for a certain length of time to not only understand the job, but to understand the community.
3 manager applicants currently work and live in Alaska. The executive director of the Alaska Public Offices Commission, Paul Dauphiné, and the chief operating officer of REACH in Juneau, Brandon Cullum. Susan Jensen, one of 2 women who applied, is the operations manager of the Bayshore Owners Association in Anchorage. As well, 2 of the applicants that applied for the police chief position are currently in the state. One of them is Haines Police Officer Brayton Long. He's been on duty in Haines for about 6 months and worked as an officer in Skagway for a few years before that. The other Alaskan hopeful is the current Hoonah Police Chief, William Dave McKillican. Acting Chief Josh Dryden says he supports Long as a candidate, but he'll ultimately back whichever applicant is the right fit for Haines. After briefly skimming the top 10 shortlisted applicants, Dryden says he can see a few that definitely don't seem qualified to serve in Haines, but he's looking forward to meeting the final contenders in person to get a better picture. Dryden will have the opportunity to give his input to the Public Safety Commission, which will make a recommendation to interim borough manager Brad Ryan. After Ryan makes his choice, he'll bring it to the Assembly for confirmation. The new manager, however, will be chosen by the Assembly. The reports from Brinmeyer Firstman are exceptionally detailed, with pages of work history, written evaluations, and personal background information. Firstman says in a letter to the mayor and assembly that he personally interviewed and screened all the shortlisted candidates. Of the 10 police chief hopefuls, 4 have filed for bankruptcy, while a couple of others have been involved in questionable incidents resulting in forced resignations or failed probationary periods from other public safety jobs. 1 manager applicant filed for bankruptcy, while a couple of others have been involved in civil lawsuits. Interviews for both the police chief and manager candidates are scheduled for May 13th and 14th. Firstman will be in Haines before that on April 19th to go over the current list of candidates. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.